Okay, so we're just going to relax and breathe. And come into that quiet space that underlies all of the activity. Just breathing into the peace. And letting go of the getting here and just being here now. It's easy to be here now. Where there's nothing to do but relax and breathe. And take a little time to focus on the Abraham message. This is a quotation from the Ask and It Is Given book, pages 226 to 229, on the process, "Wouldn't It Be Nice If?" When you say, "I want this thing to happen that hasn't happened yet," you are not only activating the vibration of your desire, but you're also activating a vibration of the absence of your desire, so nothing changes. And often, even when you do not speak the second part of the sentence and you say only, "I want this to happen," there is an unspoken vibration within you that continues to hold you in a state of not allowing your desire. But when you say, "Wouldn't it be nice if this desire would come to me?" you achieve a different sort of expectation that is much less resistant in nature. Your question to yourself naturally elicits from you a more powerful, positive, expectant response. And so this simple but powerful game will cause a raising of your vibration and an improvement in your point of attraction, because it naturally orients you towards the things that you want. The "wouldn't it be nice if" process would help you let in the things you've been asking for on all subjects. Whatever the subject of your desire, there is an orchestration that is being taken care of in response to the "wouldn't it be nice" game that you are playing. So whenever you play this game and you trust that everything else will come into alignment, it will. So this meditation this morning is going to be a little bit of a "wouldn't it be nice if" game. And I'm going to suggest some ideas that seem like they'd be nice to me. Feel free to reject them if they don't work for you. But you can just go along with them if they sound good, and perhaps fill in some of your own. So let's start with, wouldn't it be nice to feel radiantly, vibrantly healthy day after day? Just take a moment to see what it would be like to feel radiantly, vibrantly healthy day after day. Wouldn't it be nice to feel strong and flexible and able in all ways? Imagine what your body would be like and feel like if you were more flexible and strong, even than you are now. Wouldn't it be nice to sleep deeply and well, night after night? Take a moment to imagine what it's like to wake up in your bed after you've slept deeply and well. Wouldn't it be nice to feel happy and relaxed through all your daily activities? Take a moment to just imagine what it's like to feel happy and relaxed as your day goes along. Just breathing and relaxing into the vibration of happy and relaxed. Wouldn't it be nice to open your mail and find a really big check for thousands and thousands, maybe even tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars that you didn't expect in your mail? Imagine what it would be like to open the envelope and find a huge infusion of unexpected money that you can spend or save or invest or give away or donate. Wouldn't it be nice to have lots more unallocated cash? And wouldn't it be nice to make a new friend who makes your heart sing, with whom you have fabulous conversations? Imagine sitting with your new friend in a beautiful place, having a leapfrogging conversation where both of you feel creative and clever and interesting and fascinated by what's going on with you. And wouldn't it be nice if someone invited you to a place you've always wanted to go on an all-expenses-paid vacation with somebody that you adore, or by yourself if you'd rather? Imagine where you would like to go on a fabulous all-expenses-paid vacation. How many days or weeks or months or years would you like to be gone? And wouldn't it be nice if you could do something that was simple for you but would make a big difference in somebody else's life? Wouldn't it be nice to feel generous and bountiful and philanthropic in your giving from your overflow effortlessly? Wouldn't it be nice to fall in love with a new partner or a baby or a puppy or a kitten or a project or a creative expression? Wouldn't it be nice to fall in love with something wonderful or someone wonderful? Take a moment to just tune into the feeling of falling in love. And wouldn't it be nice to see the world through the eyes of Source? What is it like to be unconditionally loving? What would it be like to effortlessly focus on the best part of everything that you can see? And what would it be like to hear through the ears of Source the voice of a loved one, the sound of the birds singing, the harmony in music, the laughter of children in the playground? What do you want to hear through the ears of Source? And wouldn't it be nice if you could smell fragrances with the nose of Source? It's a funny thought. What's your favorite fragrance? With spring almost here, so many things come to mind. The fragrance of flowers. Smell of cedar after the rain. The salt in the ocean, breezes. Just allowing ourselves to imagine being able to appreciate the layers of fragrance that Source can smell through us. And wouldn't it be nice to find ourselves deeply connected to Source more and more of the day, so that we easily have these experiences of sensing with Source, but also feeling our guidance, getting fabulous ideas, being aware of our intuition. Notice how you feel connection. And imagine feeling connected even more of the time. Spacious, expansive, open, receptive, loving. Wouldn't it be nice to see yourself as Source sees you? Source adores you. Imagine opening your heart more and more to the feeling of Source adoring me today and every day. Feels good to know we're loved. Feels good to know we are ever attended. It is good to know that love is there for us in every moment. Love is. Love always is. And wouldn't it be nice to feel confident and worthy of that endless love that is ever flowing to us? Feel if it makes a difference in the way you hold your body, if you are feeling loved and confident and worthy. Maybe you already do all of the time. Or maybe it would be nice to have it a little more often. Wouldn't it be nice to remember that everything always works out for us? Abraham reminds us that even when it looks like something going wrong, it's actually something in the process of going right. Wouldn't it be nice to remember in those times of contrast that all is truly well? And wouldn't it be nice to be so good at allowing that we remember what Abraham says is step 5, to not be mad at ourselves when we're back in step 1 in the contrast. Wouldn't it be nice to be gentle and tender and kind and generous to ourselves, even when we're grouchy or irritable or upset or angry? If we can bring the vibration of kindness into the negative emotion, all of a sudden a lot of that feeling is neutralized. And we're back moving toward our alignment and our connection to Source. And wouldn't it be nice if we remembered that we don't have to fix everything, that our job is to get back into alignment, and then everything fixes itself around us. I loved it when Abraham said that. What does alignment feel like? Abraham often uses the word clarity. Alignment can feel like so many positive emotions, like peace of mind and ease and flow and serenity and happiness and exhilaration and joy and bliss. Wouldn't it be nice to spend a little more time in the higher registers of positive emotion? Abraham says there's no ceiling on how good we can feel. They say there's even relief from bliss. So wouldn't it be nice if we got to explore ranges of emotion that are fresh and new and exciting and fun and creative and free and clear and happy and filled with wonder. Wouldn't it be nice to laugh more and have more fun and feel younger, maybe even childlike? Wouldn't it be nice to feel innocent and open and feisty and empowered? Wouldn't it be nice to remember to play the wouldn't it be nice game more often? I like this game. And so as we come to the end of this time that we have for meditation, let's take a little moment to just stretch our bodies just a little bit. You can move your shoulders or your neck or your back or wiggle your nose or your ears or whatever fun to wiggle. And get ready to come back into normal waking consciousness. As we come back into the room and look around at all the beautiful people that surround us and smile and be happy.